Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thanks so much for joining me. Last time I connected with you, I talked about the first of the four happy chemicals that our brains have, dopamine. When we have the four main brain chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. What I did is I spent the last 4 years spending over a little over 11,000 hours and investing over $50,000 researching neuroscience, doing testing, split ad testing for Facebook ads, Google ad copy, sales page copy. And what it is, I found out here is how the brain is wired for influence, for persuasion, and the ethical responsibility that we have. If we really want to serve our audiences, how do we make sure that we connect with them in a way that is powerful and is not going to feel like any type of manipulation? So I previously talked through dopamine as the first of the four brain chemicals. Today, I want to talk with you about oxytocin. Now, oxytocin, and before we really jump into oxytocin, we use the acronym DOSE, D for dopamine, O for oxytocin, S for serotonin, E for endorphins. Really easy to remember that way. Say, what is the right dose of connection I want with my audience that I can then ethically deliver on that connection with my products, my services, my programs, whatever it might be. So we already talked about dopamine. Now talking about oxytocin. Now, oxytocin is so interesting. I call this kind of the connection or the love chemical, and it's the same chemical that's released during a hug or when you get your paycheck, or there's a it's when a mother gives birth. My wife and I, we just welcomed our third child into the world, our son Nolan, and he is just a ball of joy and you know, still figuring out life. He's about 2-3 months old now, and what I realized is that oxytocin is the strongest chemical that's actually released during childbirth on the brain chemical side of things. And what it does is it's released through the birth process, and it creates this oxytocin drive and a connection between the mother and baby. So you've heard of the terms like nothing stronger than a mother's love, and chemically speaking, that's absolutely true with oxytocin. Oxytocin kind of gives you that baseline of saying, I am connected to something or someone bigger than myself or greater than myself. And with that oxytocin, it's that same chemical that we also drive to be, I want to be a part of something extraordinary, something that's beyond what even I can bring into the world just on my own. And so with oxytocin, you see that same chemical that's manifested during protests or during when people are saying they're part of a groundswell or a movement. Likely if we could have done any type of fMRI, kind of the functional MRI of the blood flow that was going through the mind of Thomas Jefferson when he was penning the Declaration of Independence, we would have likely seen a massive spike in oxytocin. I was thinking about we the people. So protest movement. When I was in college, traveled to DC. I was there just kind of for a sightseeing tour, but it was during some of to Washington, DC. And it was during the time when there were war protests that were going on. And so for me, I wasn't necessarily against the war, but I wanted to feel what was it like to be actively involved in a protest, because there were things about the war that I disagreed with, things that I would even would say that were protests, but that wasn't why I was there. But when I was standing there in the group, somebody handed me a sign, and I found myself in this movement holding a sign, speaking out truths that I believed in, and without even realizing it, I started to feel this surge, this goosebumps on the skin surge that there was something incredible that was happening that I got to be a part of. And so for that feeling of protest and movement saying, like, I want to know that there's change I can affect in the world around me, that I need somebody else, we can do this together. There, I mean, you're probably familiar with the classical line of a one draft horse, or one massive horse used for pulling wagons and different types of other vehicles can only pull this amount. But you team a second horse with them, they can actually pull not twice as much, but four times as much as one horse could, because there's this compounding factor. When we connect with others to do something extraordinary, when we connect in community, we connect saying, this is a cause or movement worth living and breathing and shouting to the rooftops about, that starts to increase the oxytocin production, saying, like, we are doing something extraordinary. So in that same idea of protests, movements, declarations of independence, manifestos, what we're doing is we're looking at, here's something I want to be able to shout out into the world and say, there are others who feel and act and think like I do, and let's see if we can do something to create better change and good for the world. Now, in that same sense of like a bonding chemical, we're saying, okay, inside your messaging, whether you're speaking from stage, whether you're on a podcast, whether you're giving a Facebook Live, whether you're putting together sales copy or a social media post, saying there are ways for us to activate and then enhance that oxytocin production in the minds of our audience that we then ethically deliver on. Again, we don't want to do anything that is unethical. We want to be able to say, if I'm going to actually activate, if I'm going to connect with my audience on this feeling of oxytocin, us bonding together, I want to be able to say, here's a clear, proven way that I can deliver on that activated chemical in a way that says there's a fulfillment and it's not manipulation, it's not icky at all. So the bonding side of things, I love saying, like, here are some bonding terms and different ways that you can put together terms like circle. And it's kind of an odd one. But circle thing, like, what are your circle of friends or your circle of influence? Who are the people that you trust to be inside your circle with you at a round table, at just any table? That's a group that you have bonded together socially, maybe even professionally, relationally, whatever it might be, saying we are stronger because of our family. We're stronger because of our team, whatever it might be. Of course, there are terms like guide. Guide is a great one. Partner. And we'll get into this in a little bit here. Another, of course, very overused in one sense, but it underused when it comes to oxytocin, is this idea of we. People talk about like kind of the royal we. Like, what are we going to do today? Well, it's you and a mouse in your pocket. That's not going to happen. But when we say we, what it is that we need to use, when we use we inside our sales copy and our social media, we want to be able to present saying, we can do this together. We can create a world that is worth living in, that's helping protect our environment, that's helping create education at a higher level so that everybody can feel like they have a chance to be able to maximize their potential in the world around us for good. When we say we, it's not this, hey, we're going to do this. It's we are going to do that. There's this aspirational aspect and not just, hey, us as a plurality. Saying anybody can say, hey, we're going to meet together. Yeah, but why are we going to meet? We're going to meet every Tuesday so that we can figure out the best way to help bring education across all communities, not just the privileged ones. And when we add in that aspirational aspect onto the end of we, it gives us a saying, it's the us for that. The us for that. Us, what are we going to do for what specific reason? Now, there are a couple other aspects when it looks at the we, and I already mentioned this, there's the together. And then there is there are a couple indirect ways that you can activate oxytocin with your messaging that doesn't necessarily rely on the we or the us, but it says you don't have to figure this out on your own. Or you've tried and tried and you feel like you may be isolated or you're lost and you don't know what to do next. We can figure this out together. So it's the you're not alone. How many of you have bought a course or maybe think about it. When was the last time like you bought a book or a course or some type of program or training, and you say, I've gone through it, but I had questions and I felt lost. But then I reached out saying, oh, they said an email address or phone number, or you call and call and call, no answer. Or you leave a message, no response. You send an email, no response. You can jump into a Facebook group, nothing. It's like crickets. What we need to do to help activate and then fulfill on this oxytocin is saying, don't just buy the course, but we need to help prove you're not alone. How do I prove to my audience that you're not alone? The proving part is saying, what you can do is when you buy this course, you will get not just access to our private community, but you'll also be assigned a course concierge or a program concierge. Somebody who's going to actively reach out to you, make sure that the onboarding experience is great, making sure that you also have touch point calls or that you have a direct line to be able to ask some questions, and you know they're going to check in with you. And so if you happen to check in with them, they're going to actually check in with you on a weekly basis, monthly basis, whatever it might be. And what we're doing is we're saying we're going to get on the front end of this feeling of, what if I ever feel alone? I don't want you to feel alone at all when you go through this course of this training program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in together these check marks or these checkpoints to help you know that you don't have to figure this out on your own. So people saying like, what if I have questions? One of the biggest things that you can add into your messaging is to say, you don't have to figure this out on your own, and here are ways that we can prove that you're not alone. Whether it's an assigned concierge or having a help desk that it's available 24/7 or whatever it might be. What you need to do is saying like, you don't have to just purchase this and then you'll just hear nothing from us. But there are ways you can connect with us in a powerful, productive way to help you get past those questions. What if you get stuck? What if you don't know what to do next? What if you're saying, I need more of a customized experience for my business? What we can do is we can build in that coaching concierge, or we can build in that help desk, or we put in a community, and our team is in there on a weekly basis, or whatever it might be. So those are just a couple examples. What you're doing is you're building in this sense of you're not alone, you don't have to figure this out on your own. So for oxytocin, it's all about saying people come to you because they've been trying to figure this out on their own. They've been trying them and Google. They have tried to Google this, or they have tried to search through LinkedIn, or hey, does anybody know how to figure out this? And they're almost like shouting out into the world saying, please, can anybody help me get past this? I feel stuck. And by you coming and saying like, hey, what can we do together? We can figure out these answers. We can figure out the best way for you to get to where you need to be with this pain point or this problem in your life. And the good news is you've been walking on your own for a while doing this, but it doesn't have to be that way. Here are ways that we can help you figure this out together. Purchase this and you'll know that you'd never have to feel stuck or isolated or lost ever again. Those are just some examples. So for now, go out into the world, make it a great day. And if you have questions, say, I feel stuck. I don't know really how to put all this information into my sales copy, into my messaging, into my webinar I'm going to give. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out an application. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about where you're at with your messaging, with figuring out how to build more bonding experiences into your messaging so your audience knows they're not alone. They don't have to figure this out on their own. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.